Hi everyone, my name is David Nielsen and I am the assistant editor for searchwindowsecurity.com. I'd like to thank you all for listening to today's podcast, Windows Vista, Inside Windows Defender. Joining us today is Brian Posey, who will share some interesting tidbits on Windows Defender for Vista. Brian is a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional for his work with Exchange Server. He has served as CIO for a nationwide chain of hospitals and was once in charge of security at Fort Knox. How are you today, Brian?
Oh, good. Thanks for having me.
So what was Microsoft's reasoning behind designing Windows Defender for Vista?
Well, Microsoft didn't actually design it for Vista. Well, I guess in a way they did. Windows Defender was actually released originally for XP before it was for Vista. And I think that the reasoning behind that was probably because XP got such a bad rap there for a while about being vulnerable to malware. I'm sure most of you will remember maybe 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 4, there was a huge problem with just constant spyware infections. You connect a brand new PC to the internet one time and all of a sudden you've got 500 different types of malware on there. And Microsoft was starting to get a really bad rap about that. You had major firms such as Gartner recommending that people start converting to Linux and other competing solutions, so Microsoft had to do something. Windows Defender was the answer to that. And it really makes sense if you think about it, because Microsoft has the most intimate knowledge of the Windows operating system. There's a lot of sharp people out there that know Windows inside and out, but there are certain things about the operating system that Microsoft just doesn't disclose. And when it comes to protecting that operating system, who's in a better position to do it than they are?
Could you briefly describe what you believe to be the most beneficial feature of Windows Defender?
Without a doubt, the most beneficial feature is just the ability to scan for and remove spyware. I believe that Microsoft's in the best position of anybody to be able to protect the Windows operating system. I'm not necessarily saying that Windows Defender is the best anti-spyware application out there, but given Microsoft's access to the Windows operating system, I believe that over time it has the potential to become so if Microsoft wanted to pursue it that way.
So what would you say then is the least beneficial feature of Windows Defender?
I think the least beneficial feature has got to be the real-time protection. Real-time protection sounds good. Who doesn't like the idea of having their system protected in real-time against emerging threats? But the thing about it is that for non-technical people, something happens, Windows pops up a message, this particular application is taking this action, do you want to allow it or block it? For people that don't understand what that message means, I think it's just too easy to go ahead and click allow, even in a potentially dangerous situation. And I think it's only a matter of time before we start seeing emails containing viruses with messages. You're going to see a Windows Defender message and, click allow if you want to see the dancing hippo. And a lot of people are going to fall for it.
Okay, great. Well, that's it for today's podcast, Windows Vista, Inside Windows Defender. Don't forget to check out the tip by the same name on searchwindowsecurity.com, as well as our collection of Windows Vista tips and podcasts, Windows Vista, Inside the New Security Features. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us today, and of course, a very special thanks to our speaker, Brian Posey. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for having me, David.